morning. We are Katsuno Yanagawa and Tomoaki Akato, graduate students from Tokyo University of Science in Japan. We are going to present our research, the title of which is Observation Methods of Photoflow Using Virtual Reality Headsets, Application to Artificial Light Environment Design. In environments that are architecturally illuminated, it is sometimes difficult for designers to directly understand the process by which light emitted from a source properly into the surface because of the complexity of geometries, materials, and the variety of luminaires. Photoflow, which has presented our previous study, shows lighting the environment in three dimensions at orbitary positions in space and has a following characteristics. The photons should neither be scattered and nor absorbed by the mist to preserve their energy and trajectory within the environment. This picture shows the photon flow in an actual building, which has a unique openings. You can see that the white distribution from the front and side openings is well visualized by the photons. Generally, a photon flow is observed on two-dimensional displays. However, in some cases, there are still issues in visually grasping the positional relationship among light sources and photons themselves due to the occlusion of photons when observed in two dimensions. In this study, we propose a new observation method of photon flow in which photons are displayed on a head-mounted display and observed in stereoscopic view. A volume photon map is created with the MKP map command. Here, the photon ME differs in the mean density of photons along the ray, and the MA and MG options are used to set the photon not to be scattered and absorbed. The PMAPLAN command outputs the XYD coordinates and RGB color information of each photon. After that, the game engine, Unreal Engine, is used to display the photon flow on the head-mounted display. Here is a video of the photon flow in the charge of the light outputted to a head-mounted display. The light entering through the side openings is colored by blue, and the light entering through the front openings is colored by yellow. We are having a head-mounted display today, so we can actually show you the photon flow in the VR space during the Q&A session. Hendrik clarified that there are physical and visual light fields. Physical light field means simply the physically correct light field. On the other hand, visual light field indicates the light field passed by people. By understanding the physical light field, it is possible to predict how light will fit an object placed in a certain space and how it will ultimately appear. In this research, we examined whether people could predict the physical light field when they observed the photon flow in VR space. I will move on to the explanation of our experiments. Experiments were conducted in a space with a single directional light source installed in the center of the ceiling, and in the same space with a single diffuse light source placed on the center of the floor. This experiment employed a white sphere method to capture the light field proposed by Hendrik, in which transistors predicted the shape distribution of partial white spheres, which was not actually installed in the predicted space. This section describes three methods for presenting the experimental space. The first method, participants observed rendered images that produce VR spaces. In the second, they looked at the photon flow on a two-dimensional display, and in the third, the photon flow was observed on a head-mounted display. The estimated light field by the first method can be the visual light field. After the observation, they impressed a change on a virtual light field, which was assumed to be at the position indicated by the experimenter. In this presentation, we refer to this position as the observation position. Then, the participants were us to compare the shape of the white sphere images from all the grids in the room presented on monitor with their own estimation of the shape of the virtual white sphere. These white sphere images, which are prepared in advance and representing the white page at various locations in the space, were always rendered from a horizontal direction. Participants judged whether the shape presented on a monitor was correct, undecided, or incorrect as the one of the virtual white sphere. This slide shows an experimental result. A turquoise sphere as a grid point in these spheres shows the percentage of participants who answered that the shade of a white sphere presented on a monitor was correct. The larger the sphere size is, the more participants answered correct. The physically correct position of the white sphere is at the intersection of the horizontal line and the vertical axis. As you can see in the slide, under the directional white source, when participants of the photon flow in real space, the number of participants who answered correct to the shape of the white sphere at the incorrect position was clearly decreased compared with when observed rendered images for the photon flow from two dimensional display. We use three indices such as directionality, intensity, and diffuseness to confirm the extent to which participants were able to estimate the physical light field when observing the photon flow. For the directionality, the angle between the physically correct shade and the subject estimated shade was calculated. For example, as shown in this slide, the difference of directionality between two white spheres is 30 degrees. The closer the value is to zero, the closer the perceived light field is to the physical light field. As for intensity, it is determined for the absolute value of the logarithmic difference between the scalar illuminance in the physically correct shape and the shape estimated by the participant, indicating the ratio of the formal to latter scalar illuminance. As an example, the difference between the left of white sphere image and the right image is 0.7. As for the diffuseness, we calculated it using the vector scalar ratio proposed by Hubble. When the white sphere is illuminated by a convective beam of light, the value is 0. And when it is uniformly illuminated, the value is 1. For example, the difference between the white sphere image of the left hand light is 0.38. This section describes the result of the experiment and the conditions in which a single directional white source was created. Three positions were set for the virtual white sphere, high, middle, and low, as shown in the left figure. And participants predicted the shape of the white sphere when they observed the evaluation position from the horizontal direction. When observing photon flow in the real space, the error in directionality of the white sphere that the participants answered correct compared to the white sphere at the evaluation position was about 10 degrees, indicating that they are almost the same in direction. These are the results of the intensity perceived by the participants. When photon flow was observed in two-dimensional displays, the logarithmic difference intensity was 1.1, but the value decreased to 0.5, when observed in the real space. These are the result of the diffuseness perceived by the participants. When observing photon flow in real space, the difference of the diffuseness from the physical light field is very small. These two figures are images of white fields where difference of the diffuseness among them is about 0.1, and you can see that there is almost no difference among them.
This section describes the results of the experiment in a condition in which a single diffuse white source was placed in an achromatic space. The average of errors in the technology of void spheres that participants consult correct compared to the void sphere at separation position was about 30 degrees. As shown in the figures, even if the photon flow was observed in the VR space, the participants greatly misperceived the direct. This is a summary of the experiments. Under the condition with the directional light source, the prediction accuracy of the physical light field increased when the photon flow was observed in the VR space. Whereas in the case of the single diffuse light source, it was difficult to predict the physical light field, even when the photon flow was observed in the VR space. Especially, the directionality was greatly misperceived. We are currently in the process of conducting interview survey with architects and lighting designers to understand the benefits, potential applications, and improvements in the photon flow. At this moment, we have received responses from three practitioners. In the interview, we have received a response. In the interview, architects and lighting designers were asked to indicate in which situations they regard the use of the photon flow in the VR, and whether they can think of any improvements or inconveniences on it. In response to the first question, they answer that they'd like to predict the visibility of objects, that is, where the light comes from, how it hits the object, and what it looks like when the object is placed in the space. In addition, they say that it was easy to intuitively understand that the area with ideal steel photons was bright. So they can easily use this when communicating with non-sessionals. Next, regarding improvements and inconveniences on the photon flow, we got some comments that for diffuse or indirect light, it was difficult to chart the direction of photons without vector information. And this directional information is highly necessary when considering the museum lighting for certain scenes, such as sculptures. So we are now thinking about the next generation of photon flow expression. Let me explain the idea. Currently, when a volume photon map is created, the output is the XYZ coordinates and color RGB of each photon. In addition to them, we can also extract the information on the direction of movement of the photon. And we can transfer this vector information to modeling tools. The figure shows the direction of the photon back to the coordinate information obtained when creating the photon map, so that the direction of the photon can be seen at a glance. In this research, we propose a method, new method to observe photon flow using head-mounted display. The results of the participant experiment and the interview survey of practitioners reveal some advantages, such as the easiness of grasping three-dimensional light field for those specialists when directional light sources are used. On the other hand, there still remain some problems, such as the difficulty of perceiving the directionality of light when observing the control in spaces between light sources. However, we expect that adding the directional information to photons may also improve the perception of directionality under such lighting environments. In the future, we hope that photon flow may help active and lighting designers to comprehend the process of light propagation and design spaces appropriate understanding of the light field which affect the appearances of photons. This is different from the topic and the title of this presentation, but please allow me to share some issues about simulation using the photon mapping, which you are working on in the world. I would like to use the computer's contribution photon map was annual migration of reflective layers. But the matrix migration cannot be formed due to the number of standard elements gained. Propagating contributions from stack using contribution format. Any number of sidebar divisions can be specified. The completed contribution from map, on the other hand, has a restriction that the contributions are mapped to a two-dimensional plane, and the number of divisions must be an integer square due to latent compression. This means that it does not support the number of divisions as integer and one part, and cannot perform linear calculations based on matrix calculations such as the PC method. To solve this problem, two choices are considered. First, adapting the traffic to all the mapping. Second, mapping the stack vectors one part means to charge the square. Perhaps this can be also accomplished by changing the one part beam to stack and this square to scale function files. If annual calculations can be performed using the computed contribution of the map, a significant reduction in computation time is expected. However, the effect of weightless population ratio on reliability of real prediction and the criteria used to evaluate the reflective layer should also be considered. Also, to what extent the application of the computed contribution of the map reliably predicts the layer based on selective criteria, and how the performance there up to are completed in variant classes. I think that it also needs to be considered in the future. Thank you for attention. We can demonstrate for the goal in the yard during Q&A session.